The following podcast contains explicit language.
It was September 8th, 2023. A sticky Friday evening on Broad Street in front of the Suzanne Roberts Theater in Center City, Philadelphia. Jason Kelsey was feeling the strain. His documentary, Kelsey, was about to premiere.
Jason, how's it going? This is Jeff McClain, Mom.
We spoke before the Super Bowl, and how do you think Jason's been handling, like, kind of, like, the crunch of, like, doing all of this on top of, like, football?
It helps with his wife, yeah.
On the one hand, there were the demands of his personal life. He was on the red carpet, decked out in shorts, a T-shirt, and flip-flops, a very Kelsey look. His wife, Kylie, was supposed to bring him pants, but it was their oldest daughter's first day of preschool. She had been running around in a frenzy and forgot to bring his jeans.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah, okay.
On the other hand, Kelsey had his football life, too. The Eagles were 48 hours away from the first game of a big season. They were 7 months removed from a Super Bowl appearance. The expectation in 2023 wasn't just to get back, but to win it. It was time for Kelsey to get down to business, get serious, really lock in on the game that changed his life. We talked about that on the red carpet.
I mean, I know, like, this has got to be the first week of the season. You got to do this. You got to do all the promo. And I know it's been something you've had to juggle with the podcast and with, like, honestly, frankly, all of us who always kind of, like, need your time sometimes, you know. But specifically this, how's it been? Do you think it's
been
taken away?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, the last 2 years for me, I've done a lot of things. Whether it's the Christmas album, the podcast, started this foundation, and all the while we were also filming this documentary. So, you know, my wife has certainly not been happy of all these side projects, and you'll see that in the documentary too, because it does take a lot of time and effort away from them.
The moment captured Jason's crossroads perfectly. The push and pull had been going on for a while. Keep playing and put the finishing touches on a Hall of Fame career, or take that step into the great beyond and retire. For 2023, Kelsey decided to return. But as he admitted at the premiere, the clock was ticking loud.
You know, I realize I'm on borrowed time being left as an NFL player. I'm trying to make the most out of that and be able to transition to the next chapter after that.
By the end of the weekend, it all worked out. The documentary was a hit. The Eagles also won their opener.
Darius Slay breaks a tackle off a 30, 20, 10, 5, pick 6, Darius Slay.
Kelsey had once again kept the scales in balance. By the end of the year, the scales had tipped.
Thank you, Philadelphia. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for letting me represent this city and allowing me into your homes every Sunday.
There have been a ton of stories about Jason Kelsey since he retired in March, but I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to pick up where the documentary left off. I'm going to take you on a journey through Kelsey's final season, not just through his eyes, but the eyes of people close to him. We're going to look at all the factors in his life, his health, his family, new opportunities off the field, and how they ultimately led him to retire after 13 seasons in the NFL. All with the Eagles.
It has always been a goal of mine to play my whole career in one city. I couldn't have dreamt a better one and a better fit if I tried.
I'm Jeff McClain. I'm the Eagles beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and this is Uncovering the Birds, a Philadelphia Inquirer and KYW News Radio original podcast, with new episodes dropping throughout the spring. Season 3, Episode 1, Kelsey's Last Stand, Part 1. I had a pretty good sense going into the 2023 season that this was going to be it for Jason Kelsey. He and I have gotten to know each other well over the years, and I just had a hunch. I knew I couldn't pull off producing an Amazon documentary, but what I could pull off was a podcast. So back in August, I asked Kelsey if I could touch base with him throughout the year, be a fly on the wall, and gather material for his story in case he retired, which he ultimately did on March 4th. One of the people who's going to help me tell this story is Lane Johnson. He played on the Eagles offensive line with Kelce and is one of his best friends on the team. Lane and I talked a few weeks after Kelce called it quits.
I thought that if the Super Bowl would have went different, that he probably would have retired then.
If you remember, there were no guarantees Kelce was coming back after the Eagles lost to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. He took some time to mull things over. Then, he made it official over a $140 bottle of tequila with Eagles GM Howie Roseman.
Awesome. All right, let's celebrate this right now. Little mezcal, little Phosphoro. You know, we got two kinds right here, Kels.
All righty. Gee, that is a hefty. That's mine?
Yeah. We're doing it by body type. We're doing it by to next year in Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. We got a long way to go.
Let's go. I had a feeling, you know, just being with him all these years, that he was serious this time. You know, I just felt like, you know, he was methodical with getting his stuff off the field, you know, in line, get set up. And so I just felt like he was, you know, he put a lot of planning and detail into like his last year. So I feel like this season was it.
Kelce's commitments off the field were growing heading into last year. He wasn't getting any younger either. He'd be 36 in November. But if there were any doubts about whether he'd approach season 13 with the same piss and vinegar as he had in the past, that question was put to rest pretty quickly in the middle of training camp when the Eagles had joint practices with the Colts in South Philly. Kelce started a fight. You could tell practice was getting heated, but no one saw this coming. It felt like it was at a 7, but Kelce took it to a 12.
The Eagles' practice with the Colts at the NovaCare Complex was cut short after center Jason Kelce and an opposing player got into a fight. Kelce was reacting to Colts linebacker Zaire Franklin, who made contact with Eagles running back Kenny Gainwell during 11-on-11 team drills.
After Kelce saw the hit, he did a dead sprint for Zaire and decked him, setting off a melee that ended the workout.
Sometimes your speed ain't their speed. People get offended. That's life.
You know, usually joint practices, guys are out here to get better. You're here to compete. And obviously, sometimes tempers flare up, but it usually doesn't get to that level.
We know Kelce is a fiery guy, but afterward, he regretted his actions. He thought he took things too far. He refused to chalk it up to Kelce just being Kelce.
You know, that's not what it should get to. I think, you know, the game, you know, you have to maintain a level of composure and a level of intensity, and if it gets to that level, that's not good on game day or out here in practice. So whether it's a preseason game or out here, I don't think it should ever get to that level.
At the time, I thought maybe Kelce had an ulterior motive. He wanted to inject some energy into an Eagles team that was having a sloppy camp. When I caught up with Lane Johnson a few weeks ago, I wanted to revisit the brawl. He offered some more insight. It wasn't just about giving the team a kick in the butt. He thought it had to do with how Kelce was feeling physically. He was feeling his age, and it was affecting his mood.
Hey, man, I know how bad, like, Kelce's body's hurting, and I know how much rage, like, you know, just him getting to practice and through that. Like, it's a lot. And, like, even the older I get, it's like the shorter fuse you get in some ways. So, I don't know. It was, like, definitely something you don't condone and something you definitely don't plan for. But, yeah, I'll remember that day for a long time.
Even though Kelce said that his objective wasn't to motivate the team, Johnson knew better. Kelce can't help it. This is who he is, and he's long set the temperature for the Eagles.
It all came from a place of get the team going. And so, you know, I think when guys see players that, you know, football means that much to them, it makes them step up their game. So I think that's really like when Kelce, when you just see how hard he played and, you know, how much he cared about the game, man, it made everybody else go, hey, I need to get on his level. You know, if we all take it this serious.
And it's clear that Kelce was. A few days later, I caught up with Kelce at Connor Barwin's benefit concert, which he holds every year for his Make the World Better Foundation. Kelce did a Q&A during a pre-concert tailgate.
I'm very, very fortunate to be in the position I've been put in and to have that opportunity. I mean, I look around the league, I think there's a lot of really good offensive linemen in the NFL.
Kelce and Barwin were really close when Barwin played for the team. Their relationship has only gotten stronger. The show was at the Dell Music Center in Fairmount Park on August 26th.
But then the rising of Jalen Hurts and some of the unique things and dynamic things he's done has allowed a lot of us to get back to the level that we were playing at
previously. So,
as much as he tries to blend in on occasion, Kelce has become much more than just another face in the crowd in Philadelphia. He's great in every setting, but especially when he's out among the people. I wanted to play back this snippet of his chat before the concert when he was talking about the day he was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 draft and what his agent, Jason Bernstein, told him.
You know, JB said, you know, you're going to fit in. You have no idea how good of a fit this is going to be for you. So he called it from the moment.
Kelce tells this story a lot, like at his retirement press conference. But I think it shows just how, to this day, he still appreciates how everything turned out.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, very much born on the back of industry and blue-collar working people. And there's a lot of similarities to what those fan bases want in their athletes and what they respect out of their athletes. I think that the same guys that I love growing up.
Another one of Kelce's greatest hit stories, of course, is a Super Bowl parade speech. At the Barwin benefit, he talked about its origins and how he came up with it.
I couldn't sleep for, you know, nights before that. You know, I felt like I had all these narratives running through my head. And, you know, in some ways, you're like, you know, how did you write that down? How did you come up with that? And like, dude, I didn't have to come up with anything. I lived it. You know, that team and the underdog spirit that embodied it and ended up being the narrative fit so perfectly in with the city of Philadelphia and its narrative. And for that to be the first championship team or Super Bowl winning team of Philadelphia and the Eagles organization, I don't think you could have found a better story, to be honest with you.
It really was. It was out of a movie.
In hindsight, it seemed fitting that Kelce was retelling these classics just days before the start of what would be his final season. To me, they speak to his appreciation for Philly, how he's never forgotten where he's come from, and how his authenticity allows him to connect with everyday fans. These stories are an inseparable part of Kelce's identity and the legend he created for himself. When we come back, my journey with Jason Kelce continues. We all know the Eagles got off to a great start. Could he tell it was a facade? That's next. You want hometown coverage that's just as obsessed with Philly sports as you are? Then access your obsession 24/7 only at Enquirer.com/sports. Get in the huddle with over 40 expert reporters and editors all covering your Birds and other Philly teams. Catch all the insights, analysis, and much more only at Enquirer.com/sports.
Hey, this is Brian Seltzer. I love producing Uncovering the Birds and working with Jeff, just like I love working on the other podcasts we produce at KYW News Radio. We've got the John Cast, which takes you on these really fun, unique, and unexpected journeys about the people, places, and things in Philadelphia that make our city so distinct. There's also In Depth, which is my go-to pod for thoughtful, down-the-middle analysis of current events and other topics affecting our world in Philly and beyond. Gone Cold explores unsolved murders in Philadelphia. Bridging Philly brings you stories that connect communities on the issues that matter most to you. And One-on-One has great conversations with people in sports you should absolutely know more about. So give the full slate of KYW News Radio original podcasts a listen. Download the free Odyssey app and follow KYW News Radio for Philly's best original podcasts right at your fingertips.
I'm Jeff McClain, and this is Uncovering the Birds. I had a good hunch that 2023 would be Jason Kelce's final season, so I made a point of checking in with him throughout the year. At this point of the journey, we're on the cusp of the regular season. But before we dive into that, I want to go back to the Kelce documentary premiere one more time, 2 days before the Eagles' first game at New England. When I went back and listened to the tape, I noticed he was dropping much bigger hints about retirement than I first realized. Kelce had plenty of people there that night to support him, like one of his old running mates and a friend of Uncovering the Birds, Bo Allen.
So when did you know about the Kelce
documentary? I think Kelce was grumbling about it during the season to me last year, and then I kind of forgot about it, and then he told me a couple months ago it was coming out.
So, grumbling, yes, I think I know what you mean by grumbling.
Yeah, this fucking documentary following me around, I don't know. He was talking about it. He was downplaying it, mostly just messing around, giving him a hard time, but very excited about it.
Have you seen it yet?
No. I don't know anything about it.
Don't know anything.
I know that Kels told me that he's worried because he gets very emotional during it. What I said was that's shocking to me, Kels. Can't imagine you getting emotional about anything.
What do you, real quick, prediction, Kels, for this season? Last one.
Here. He's been slow playing this thing. I think Kels can play forever, man, if you're asking me. But I would love for him to go out with a, you know, with a Super Bowl win, another one, you know?
Barwin was at the red carpet premiere, too. He was the one who pitched Kelsey on an all-access documentary.
We started this summer, not last summer, but the summer before then.
We talked about how everything came together, from Kelsey getting on board for the film in 2022 to choosing a production crew with local ties to Philly.
I mean, the scoop, the real story was, I thought, this is going to be great because he's going to be himself. So that season happened, and we really honestly didn't have our shit together. And it's just a magical year, like all this stuff. Like we had, like him thinking about doing the podcast, and he did it. Christmas record, the season, all of it. It was really pretty cool. I think it's unique that we hired a local film company to do this, because you can feel like the Philly-ness of them in the movie, which I think is different if you hire somebody from LA or somebody to come in, video, and then go back home. Like they live here, breathe it, and know it.
It was a fun night, seeing Kelsey up there on stage, talking about the significance of the project, and what he hoped people would get out of the film.
Yeah, it's been a long process. We started this 2 years ago. I gotta thank my family. You know, there was a lot of cameras and moving around. And I really just want to appreciate your belief and love for this film and the ability to make this hopefully be seen by a lot of people and be meaningful. So thank you very much.
Kelsey stopped to chat with me for a few minutes before the screening.
Is there gonna be like a Kelsey part two because you have another?
I don't know.
You have another potential like last season or?
Well, to me, I am terrified, excited, a lot of emotions about what that's gonna be eventually. I think it's a lot clearer now, and I think doing a lot of these things has been trying to make that clear. But I still think that that's an interesting documentary to me, and maybe that ends up getting made. But we're gonna just focus right now on this.
Great.
Awesome.
Thanks, Chef.
Something about what Jason said stuck with me. I took these comments as another hint that even then, he knew the end was imminent. Remember in our intro to the pod, he said he knew he was on borrowed time. There was a lot of foreshadowing going on. I texted with Kelsey afterwards. He wanted to know what I thought and whether the film would go over well with fans in Philly and beyond. Either way, he wrote, at the end of the day, I can look back regardless and know I'm proud of it because it's real. In the end, he had nothing to worry about. Within a month, Kelsey had become the most watched documentary in the United States in Amazon history. It seemed like everything Kelsey was touching was turning to gold, off the field especially. The film, his podcast, another Christmas album, viral videos on social media. Kelsey's brand power was skyrocketing. He was doing exactly what he said he needed to do to get ready for life after football. Lane Johnson noticed.
I just felt like kind of the world outside of football grew and became more appealing. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's a big transition. But for him, you know, I think he's prepared well for it. And he just got that, he's got the it factor to him.
After the premiere, my next check-in with Kelsey was after the Eagles' 5-0 start.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... Goal!
Right out.
And the Eagles win by the skin of their teeth.
But not everyone was a believer, Kelsey included. The Eagles weren't passing the eye test. These weren't convincing wins like the ones the Eagles racked up the year before. These were grinds. I got Jason at his locker stall at the NovaCare Complex a few days before the Eagles put their perfect record on the line against the Jets in Week 6.
Here we are, 5, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're 5-0. I think everybody in the building knows we could very easily not be 5-0 this year. Closed out some tight games.
But I still feel like everybody in the building realized we've got to get a lot better.
The Eagles lost to the Jets in the final seconds on a Jalen Hurts interception.
Steps up, fires. It's intercepted! It's intercepted! The Jets have the ball. There's the game. That's the one thing they couldn't do.
Kelce was right. They did have a lot of work to do. With two new coordinators on board, they weren't in sync. Still, there was no panic from Kelce or regrets about playing a 13th season.
There's pros and cons. You know, I'm very much happy to be playing football.
Yeah,
but okay. You know, there's no doubt that there are negatives with playing football that I'm dealing with right now and every season you're going to deal with. So, you know, there's no such thing as a 100% good decision, right? And in this game, deciding whether to play, there's going to be drawbacks.
Yeah.
So and it would have been the same way the other way. You know, you decide to retire, there's all sorts of drawbacks and negative things that are going to happen on that. No matter how much you enjoy not physically having to endure things or mentally having to put up with stuff that you don't want to, you know, that's all also, there's going to be negatives about not coming in the locker room and other things.
After the Jets' loss, the Eagles rebounded. The Week 7 win over Miami was their most complete performance of the season at that point.
Breaking away, running into the end zone, A.J. Brown!
The next week, they went down to Washington. Beat the Commanders.
Hurts is going deep. Backing up. Devontae Smith. Touchdown. Wide open.
That brought the Cowboys to Lincoln Financial Field on November 5th.
What a heavyweight fight we've witnessed. They played outstanding football on both sides. Boy, what a treat.
The Eagles won their third game in a row. Another comeback. They headed into the bye week in good shape at 8-1. But the break was timely. Some key guys were hurting. Kelce was one of them. I caught up with him before he left the link after the Cowboys game.
How are you? How you feeling?
Feeling all right. Yeah, we'll see. Banged up, but
earlier it seemed like you got up a little slow. And
yeah, I mean, it's the course of the season. I've been banged up throughout the season, and you know, hopefully nothing major's happening. And 5 weeks coming at a good time.
Do you feel any different about like the team now versus like last year, 8-1 last year, 8-1?
Try not to compare.
About your place in it though, about like what you know, what you need to do in terms of like being a captain, the importance of like the messages that you deliver, the way you carry yourself.
No, I think it's the same. I mean, you're always just trying to move forward, and I really do my best not to compare years because I don't think it's productive. Like, you know, the league's different this year. We're different. You know, return a lot of guys. It's never the same year to year. And I think we're doing some things really well. We got to clean up some things, and yeah, that's about it.
It was clear Kelce still wasn't convinced the Eagles were for real, despite them having one of the best records in the NFL. He was also in more pain than he was letting on. Lane Johnson saw Kelce was struggling. There were days, he told me, when you could feel Kelce's body was, quote, falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was just a damn warrior. You just saw a guy that really took it to the limit, just emotionally, physically, the way he practiced. Dude, he's got like arthritis in every, he's like the Tin Man. His knees, his hips, his ankles, his fucking hands. It's just, he was taped up a lot these past 2 years.
Playing through pain was nothing new for Kelce. The difference was, he was another year older. As if he needed another reminder from Father Time, it would come at the stroke of midnight after the Cowboys game. The next day, November 6th, was his 36th birthday. I thought it was important to ask him about that.
Do you think about things on your birthday? About, like, you know, future when you turn 36? Oh, I'm 36. And
I mean, I'm
like,
sure.
How am I still doing this at 36?
36 is not a great birthday. You know, it's okay. But, yeah, I feel like any birthday after 30 is pretty much, you know, just getting closer to 40. So, you know, not so much. I mean, I've already thought, you know, I'm still doing this before the birthday, and I don't think the birthday affects that. You know, I'm in it right now, and it's a lot longer than I thought or planned that I would ever play, and but I'm still having fun.
Professional sports may be the only place in the world where 36 is considered old, especially in football. Jason was very clearly feeling the effects of that.
Did you do anything special with the kids?
Not yet.
Family?
No, not yet.
Today was all football?
For sure, yeah. No, nothing yet. I think, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get this drug test in and enjoy some beers.
A post-game drug test and some beers. What a very Jason Kelce way to spend a 36th birthday. But the times would be changing, and quick. In the second and final part of Kelce's last stand, the Eagles reached the gauntlet of their 2023 schedule. The toll it took on Kelce and how he arrived at his decision to retire, plus the Taylor Swift effect.
If anything, I just got to get better at saying things in ways that they can't be taken out of context, which is hard. That's when it does, and that's when it really sucks.
Listen to part two now, available right here in the Uncovering the Birds podcast feed. This is Uncovering the Birds, a production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KYW News Radio original podcast. Our producer is KYW News Radio's Brian Seltzer. Tom Rickert is KYW News Radio's director of podcasting. The executive producer from the Philadelphia Inquirer is Renee Eiffel. Special thanks to Sports Radio 94 WIP and Wave Sports and Entertainment. If you're enjoying Uncovering the Birds, please leave us a review or rating. Listen to Uncovering the Birds free on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, or go to inquirer.com/podcasts. I'm Jeff McLean. You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Jeff_McLean, or search for my name on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.